欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
We welcome all of our friends who are here joining us for the service.
愿主耶稣的恩典与诸位同在。
May the grace of our Lord be with everyone here.
我们聚会之前，请我们低头来默祷。
Before our service this morning, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
唱诗136首。
Let us sing hymn 136.
136.
136.
请我们站立，低头来默祷。
Let us remain standing and bow our heads in silent prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，照着你应许的安息圣日，我们放下世上的工作，来到你的面前得享安息。
O Lord, we give thanks to you for allowing us to come before you according to your promise on your blessed Sabbath day to put aside all of our worldly burdens.
主啊，我们愿你宝贵的平安与喜乐充满在我们当中。
O Lord, we ask that your precious love and joy be among us today.
让我们今天在教会的时间能够成为一种享受。
So that our time in church today may be a kind of enjoyment.
求主耶稣，你也打开我们的心，让我们能够看出你话语的奥秘。
O Lord, please open our hearts so that we may understand the mystery of your word.
让你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That your word may be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
也因为你的话，我们的心能够更亲近你。
And so that through your word we may draw closer to you.
也因为这我们的心能够向你敞开，你能够进到我们里面。
It is only with our hearts open that you can truly enter into us.
愿主施恩祝福我们今天早上的聚会。
O Lord, please bless us and guide us through our service today.
主，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
We ask that your name be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们先请我们圣何寺的唱诗班来献诗。
Now we will invite our San Jose Church Choir to come and offer up hymns for us.
We thank you, Jesus. Saint Joseph's Chant Sư Ban brings us beautiful songs.
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that the San Jose Church Choir has brought us such beautiful hymns.
借着颂赞的声音，把我们的心带更向靠近神。
That through the beautiful hymns, we can bring our hearts closer to God.
圣乐的力量是大的。
The power of music is great.
因为它使我们的心能够安静，能够稳定。
And music can allow our hearts to become quiet and stable.
这也是我们信仰一个很重要的体验。
And this is also a very important experience in our faith.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习主耶稣讲过的一句话。
This morning we would like to study a sentence that Jesus spoke.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has saved you.
我们请来看路加福音第五章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
路加福音第七章的五十节
Luke chapter 7 verse 50
耶稣对那女人说你的信救了你你平平安安的回去吧
Then he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
这里记载有一个女人来找主耶稣。
And this passage records how a woman came to Jesus.
因为她有一个问题，人没有办法解决。
Because she had a problem that no person could solve.
到底这是什么问题？
What was the problem?
我们回来看第七章。
Let us read chapter 7.
Verse
47.
路加福音第七章，先看三十七节。
Let us first read Luke chapter 7, verse 37.
说那城有一个女人是罪人。这里介绍说那城有一个女人叫罪人。
So this verse records that there was a woman in the city who was a sinner.
可见这一个人大家都把她看作有罪的人。
And everybody knew that she was a sinner.
而且她在这个社会里面不能够被接受。
And she was not someone who was accepted by the rest of the society.
因此当主耶稣看到当这个女人靠近主耶稣的时候
Then when this woman came to Jesus.
我们看三十九节。
Let's read verse 39.
请耶稣的法利赛人就心里说他若是先知必知道摸他的是谁是怎样的女人乃是一个罪人。
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.
可见当时的社会不能够接受这一个女人。
So we can see how she was rejected by all of society.
但是这个女人来找主耶稣。
But yet this woman came to find Jesus.
因为她要解决一个问题。
Because she had this problem.
就是要解决她罪的问题。
Which is the problem of her sin.
我们人生有很多的问题。
We have many problems that may come in our lives.
常常这个问题解决完了，另外一个问题又来。
Many times, if we solve one problem, yet another one comes.
那到底我们一生活着最大的问题是什么？
But what is the greatest problem that we have to face?
有时候我们很少去想。
Sometimes we don't take time to think about this.
但是如果我们从圣经的教训，我们知道人生最大的问题是罪的问题。
But if we look into the Bible, we see that the greatest problem we face is sin.
从圣经看起来，罪使我们跟神的关系被切断了。
It is because of sin that our relationship with God is cut off.
罪常常使人与人的关系破裂。
And sin is also the reason for broken relationships in our lives.
而且罪常常也使自己活着没有平安。
And many times sin causes us not to have peace.
而且这个罪是一种权势，是一种力量。
And actually, sin is a kind of power.
罪在我们心中掌权，控制我们。
Sin can sometimes take over our lives and our hearts.
使我们不能够做所愿意做的。
So that we do not do what we would like to do.
使我们常常去做我们不愿意做的。
And we continue to do that which we do not want to do.
那要怎么来解决这个罪的问题
？So how can we resolve this problem of sin？
这是我们需要思想一个很重要的问题。
And this is something that we should all think about。
在罗马书里面提到主耶稣的救恩。
And the book of Romans talks about the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ。
他第一个提到罪。
And the first thing that is brought up is sin。
所以罗马书第一章就提到罪。
So Romans chapter 1 talks about this problem of sin。
世人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
And have fallen short of the glory of God.
主耶稣说，有病的人才用得着医生。
And our Lord Jesus said that only those who are sick need a physician.
没有病就不用到，用不着医生。
If you're not sick, then you don't need to see the doctor.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是一种病。
Sin is a kind of sickness.
是一种属灵的病。
It is a spiritual sickness.
如果这个病没有医治，
If this sickness does not get cured,
不但让我们的肉体会死,
not only will we die physically,
而且我们将来灵性灵魂也会死,
our soul will also die.
罪如果没有解决,
if we don't resolve the problem of sin,
不但今生不幸, 来世也不幸,
we won't have any happiness in this life or the next life.
所以一个人要明白我需要主耶稣，有一个很重要的原因，就是对罪要有认识。
So, in order to truly understand why I need Jesus, we need to know about sin.
为什么大部分人觉得我不需要耶稣？
Why is it that most people feel they don't really need Jesus?
因为他觉得我没有罪。
Because they don't feel they have any sins.
我没有罪，我不需要耶稣。
If I don't have sins, why do I need Jesus?
那罗马书提到罪，他提到三点。
And in Romans, it talks about sin in three ways.
我们看第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章
Romans chapter 1
二十节
Verse 20
自从造天地以来神的永能跟神性是明明可知的虽然眼不能见但是借着所造之物就可以晓得叫人无可推诿这里说神的存在是让你没有办法说没有的虽然眼睛看不到
And here we see that the creation of the worldshows us that God exists, even the invisible attributes.
就是借着他的创造的万物。
And that is, we can see God in his creation.
所以罗马书讲罪的第一个形态，就是故意不认识神。
So the first aspect of sin is that we purposefully do not acknowledge God.
啊，这是第一个。
That is one type of sin.
那接下去他提到罪的第二点。
And another aspect of sin.
从二十四节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
就是情欲的患难。
That is the lust and immorality.
就是让罪的欲望来控制我们。
That we allow our lusts to control us.
那从二十八节开始。
And from verse 28 on.
提到罪的第三个表现。
The third aspect of sin.
啊，就是用我们的意志去做很多我们不应该做的。
That we rationalize many things that we should not be doing.
所以它里面有提到嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈。
So he lists out here envy, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness.
所以到最后，圣经把人都圈在罪的里面。
So in the end, we see that all people have committed sin.
因此，从圣经的观点来看，每一个人都有病。
And so from the biblical point of view, everyone has this spiritual illness.
这个病就是属灵的罪。
That is a spiritual sin.
那这个要怎么解决呢？
So how do we take care of this problem?
主耶稣来到世间，圣经有讲一句话，他要把人从罪里面救出来。
So the Bible told us that Jesus came into the world to rescue us from sin.
这是他圣经对他的一生讲的目的，只有一句话来代表。
And that phrase encompasses his entire purpose for coming into the world.
因此有世界上有很多的人来寻找他。
So many people in the world seek after our Lord Jesus.
像这一个女人来寻找他。
For example, this woman who came to him.
主耶稣告诉他，四十七节，路加第七章四十七节。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 7, verse 47.
所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了。
Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
主耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
所以他能够赦免人的罪。
And that is why he has the authority to forgive people's sins.
所以有时候我们做了一些事情，我们想起来很后悔。
Sometimes we may do things that we regret.
但是我们的良心呢，常常觉得很不安。
And our conscience bothers us.
不晓得要怎么来解决这个问题。
And we don't know how to resolve the problem.
那这里告诉我们，主耶稣能够赦免我们的罪。
But here we see that our Lord Jesus has the power to forgive sins.
那这个女人因为有罪，所以她来到耶稣的面前哭泣。
So when she came to Jesus, she knew of her sin and she wept before him.
很可能罪带给她很多的后果。
And perhaps because of her sin, there were many consequences.
大家看不起她。
Many people despised her.
还有她良心不安。
And she could not live with her conscience.
那主耶稣解决她的罪。
So Jesus resolved this problem of her sin.
所以最后一句说，你平平安安回去吧。
So in the last verse we see, go in peace.
圣经说罪是一种债。
We know that sin is a debt.
所以四十一节有一个债主，有两个人欠他债。
So he says a parable of a certain creditor who had two debtors.
那有个欠五十两银子，有个欠五两的银子。
One owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
所以我们知道欠债，你的良心就没有平安。
We know that when we are in debt, we cannot have peace.
虽然信用卡很好用。
Even though it's easy to use your credit card.
你可以买很多的东西。
You can use it to buy many things.
但是到月底的时候，账单一送来，哇。
But at the end of every month, there comes the bill.
我的责任这么重。
That's your responsibility to pay it back.
这就是一种压力。
So that brings us pressure.
有时候让你晚上睡不着觉。
Sometimes if we are too much in debt, then we can't even sleep at night.
那罪就是债。
So sin is a kind of debt.
所以让你良心都没有办法平安。
So that with this debt in our hearts, we can't have peace.
那这个罪得赦免，就是这个债务被免掉了。
So when our sins are forgiven, then this debt is cleared.
你欠一万，你欠两万，后来那个债主说你不要还了。
And imagine if you owed 10,000 or 100,000 and the creditor says you don't owe it anymore.
这个叫做恩典。
That is grace.
所以我们来到神的面前。
So when we come before God,
承认我们的罪。
And we acknowledge our sin before him.
神就赦免我们的罪。
God will forgive our debts.
那罪赦免了，我们良心就平安。
And when he has forgiven our sins, we will find peace again.
我常常在洗礼的时候，就问这个新受洗的同龄，你有什么感觉？
And often, after baptism, I ask our new members how they feel.
他 觉得我洗礼以后，我的全身觉得非常的轻啊。
And many of them say that after baptism, my whole being feels very light.
其实他的体重并没有减少。
Actually, they haven't lost any weight because of baptism.
那为什么洗礼以后觉得全身非常的轻
？So why do they feel so light?
因为罪是一个担子。
Because sin is a burden.
压在人的心里面。
It's a burden that crushes our hearts.
那你既然信主耶稣，罪得赦免，那个担子拿掉了。
So once we believe in Jesus and our sins are forgiven, that burden is removed.
所以我们的良心很平安。
So then our conscience is at peace.
神住在我们里面。
And God lives within us.
你觉得很喜乐。
And we will find joy.
你觉得你的内心很甜美。
We will find sweetness within.
这是一种享受。
And that is true enjoyment.
所以我们要一生啊，如果你觉得没有平安的，应该要来找主耶稣。
So if you feel that you are lacking peace in your life, come and find Jesus as well.
主耶稣能够赦免我们的罪。
Jesus can forgive our sins.
除掉我们的担。
And to remove this heavy burden.
让我们良心平安。
So that our conscience and our hearts will be peaceful.
但是这有一个条件，你的信救了你。
But there is a condition, your faith must save you.
就是我们对主耶稣要有信心。
That is, we must have faith in Jesus Christ.
那这所谓信代表什么？
So what does faith represent?
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
十一章的第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11 verse 6 reads, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里说要得到神的喜欢，有一个条件就是信。
So in order to please God, we must first have faith.
那信什么？
What is faith?
接下去说，第一个要信有神。
We must have faith in that God is.
宇宙中有一个神。
There is God in this universe.
这个神就与我们同在。
And he is with us.
他就在我们当中。
He is among us.
当你奉主耶稣的圣名祷告的时候。
When you pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就在听我们祷告。
He is listening to our prayers.
所以第一个要先信。
So first we must believe.
人跟神的关系是从信建立起来的。
The beginning of our relationship with God comes from faith.
我们对神有信心，你就对神有体验。
If we start to have faith in God, then you will experience God.
我们对神的信心动摇。
And if we waver in our faith,
我们跟神的关系就动摇。
Then our relationship becomes shaky.
当我们对神没有信心，
If we have no faith in God,
我们跟神的关系就结束了。
Then there is no relationship with God.
所以来到神面前需要有信。
So to come before God, you must first have faith.
这第一个。
That is number one.
那第二个要信神能赏赐那寻求他的人。
Secondly, we must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
所以你如果很认真去寻求神。
So if you diligently seek God,
神一定会赏赐你。
He will surely reward you.
也就是说你不会空手回去的。
That is, you won't go home empty-handed.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是你的父亲。
Because God is your father.
他有丰盛的能力跟恩典。
He has abundant grace and power.
他爱我们超过我们地上的父母亲。
He loves us even more than our parents in this world.
如果地上的父母亲愿把最好的东西给我们，
If our parents in this world want to give us the best,
当然天上的神要把最好的东西给我们。
Of course, our heavenly Father would want to give us even more.
所以当我们来到神的面前，
So when we come before God,
你有这个信心，
If you have this kind of faith,
神很爱我，
That God loves me,
我的问题神一定会帮我解决，
God will surely help me through my problems.
你这样来寻求他，
And if you seek him in this way,
你就会得着，
You will receive.
这个叫做凭着信心来寻求神，
And that is seeking God in faith.
第一个相信他的存在，
First, we must have faith that he exists.
第二个相信他会赏赐你。
And secondly, we must have faith that he will reward us.
有这个信心，神就喜悦我们。
If we have this kind of faith, God will be pleased with us.
那我们就会有体验。
And then we can experience him.
所以我们来寻求神，不需要任何的条件。
So there are really no conditions to coming before God.
你不需要带钱来。
You don't need money.
你不需要有什么社会的条件。
You don't need any status.
你只要有一个信。
All you need is this faith.
你来寻求他，你就会得着。
If you seek him, you will find him.
所以这个女人得到平安。
So this woman found peace.
因为她的信让她得到平安。
Because her faith, gave her peace.
好，我们先来看路加福音第八章。
Let's now turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
路加第八章四十八节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 48.
耶稣对这个女人说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer, your faith has made you well, go in peace.
这里主耶稣称这个女人叫做女儿。
Jesus called this woman daughter.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣就是她的父。
Because actually, Jesus, is her father.
因为主耶稣就是神。
Because Jesus is God.
那对他说，你的信救了你。
And he said, your faith has made you well.
既然说救了你，表示这一个女人是有问题的。
And that means that she must have had a problem initially.
所以来主耶稣，得到主耶稣的拯救。
So she was made well by coming to Jesus.
那这个女人什么问题？
What was her problem?
我看四十三节。
Let's turn to verse 43.
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在医生的手里花尽了她一切养生所有，并没有人能够医好她。
Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any.
这里说有一个女人，她身体有一个毛病。
So this woman had a serious illness.
流血十二年。
She was hemorrhaging for 12 years.
一个再强壮的女人流血十二年、大概也变成非常衰弱。
Even a very robust woman, after bleeding for 12 years, would become very weak.
然后她花尽了所有，她的钱都用光了。
She spent all of her money.
第二个，她所有的医生都看过了。
And she sought many physicians for help.
没有一个人能够医她。
None of them could heal her.
她也没有钱再去找医生。
She had no money left to find any other medical help.
这个就是人的尽头。
So she has exhausted all her possibilities.
所以有时候我们常常发现，虽然钱很重要，但是钱有它的有限。
And we know that money, although it's very important, has its limitations also.
很多的问题是钱没有办法解决的。
There are many problems that money cannot solve.
所以有人把那个钱的有限列出来很多。
So there are many limitations that money has.
钱可以买到书本，买不到知识。
Money can buy books, but it can't buy you wisdom.
钱可以买到药药丸，但是买不到健康。
Money can buy you medicine, but it can't buy you health.
钱可以买到最好的床，但是买不到好的睡眠。
Money can buy you the best bed, but it can't buy you a good night's sleep.
钱可以买到保险，买不到平安。
Money can buy you insurance, but it can't buy you peace.
钱可以买到人的奉承，但是买不到人的尊重。
And money can buy you praise, but it can't earn you respect.
钱可以买到很多的物质，但是买不到心灵的满足。
And money can buy you many possessions, but it can't satisfy your heart.
可以列出很多钱的有限。
So we can see many things that money cannot give you.
但是当钱达到一个尽头，没有办法发生作用的时候，那怎么办？
And this woman has used up all of her money and used up all of her resources.
当你在人的方法都用尽了，你的问题没有办法解决，那怎么办？
She has no other way to solve her problem. What should she do?
那个时候，你就要仰望神了。
So in that situation, turn to God.
那个神就是耶稣。
And that God is Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣走过那个村庄。
So Jesus walked out of that village.
那这个女人听过主耶稣医好很多人的病。
And she had heard that he had healed many people before.
所以她对主耶稣有信心。
So she believed in him as well.
因为主耶稣医过的病很多。
Because he had already performed many healing miracles.
大麻风得到洁净。
Healing leprosy.
甚至死人可以复活。
Even the dead were raised to life.
瞎子可以看见。
The blind were made to see.
瘸腿可以走路。
The lame were made to walk.
因为他造人，所以他可以医治人。
Because he created humans, he can heal anyone.
所以我们在生病的时候，你去看医生，这是可以的，没有什么不对。
And of course, when we get sick, we can go to see a doctor.
但是如果到医生都没有办法医的时候，
But when even the doctors have no way to help you,
那只有另外一条路了。
Then there's only one other way.
就是来寻找神。
That is to seek God.
哦，所以这个女人来寻找神。
So that is what this woman did.
好，那我们看她怎么来寻找主耶稣。
So how did she come to Jesus?
好，我们看四十四节。
Let's read verse 44.
好，她来到耶稣的背后，摸他的衣裳、穗子，啊，血肉就立刻止住了。
She came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the flow of blood stopped.
我们可以想想，一个女人流了十二年的血，她要来靠近耶稣是何等的困难。
We can imagine how difficult it must be for a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years to come close to Jesus.
因为你每一个步要往前走啊，这都是一个很大的挑战。
Because taking even a step forward would be a struggle.
那主耶稣的周围围了很多的人。
And he was crowded by many people.
所以这个女人要靠近耶稣，她要挤到人群里面去。
So in order to even come close to him, she had to push herself through the crowd.
但是她的问题现在只有一个希望，就是主耶稣才能够解决。
But she only had this one hope that Jesus could help solve her problem.
所以她用尽最大的力量靠近了耶稣。
So she used every effort she had to come close to Jesus.
然后用她的手去摸耶稣。
And she touched him.His cloak with her hand.
所以这个告诉我们，要得到神的恩典呢，我们人需要下一点功夫。
So we can see here that even receiving the grace of God requires some effort on our part.
有时候我们要去看医生。
Sometimes we have to see the doctor.
哦，所以一去再回来两个小时，有时候你回不来。
Sometimes it takes a few hours just to see the doctor.
因为有时候病人多，你就要等，然后看医生还有很多手续。
And you have to go to the waiting room and fulfill many procedures before you can see the doctor.
那有时候你要开车开很远。
You might have to drive very far.
还是而且还要付钱。
And you have to pay money.
就是说你要得到一个好处，你要付出代价。
So in order to receive some benefit, you have to pay a price.
那我们来寻求神的恩典。
When we seek after God's grace,
就是需要有这种决心，要克服一切的困难。
And we have to have this kind of determination to overcome some difficulties.
那当她摸主耶稣的衣裳的时候，
When she touched Jesus' cloak,
我们看44节说血肉立刻就止住了。
In verse 44 it says, immediately her flow of blood stopped.
45节，
Verse 45,
耶稣说摸我的是谁？
Jesus said, who touched me?
众人都不承认。
No one admitted to it.
那彼得就说，因为人很多，不小心摸到你啊。
So Peter commented, well, there's so many people around you, how can you say who touched you?
不错，摸到主耶稣的人很多。
Of course, there were many people touching Jesus.
但是他们都没有感觉。
But none of them felt anything.
为什么？
Why?
因为那是不小心摸到的。
Because they touched him by accident.
不是用心去摸的。
They weren't trying to touch him.
但是当这个女人用心去摸耶稣，
But when this woman put all of her heart into touching Jesus,
她的体验就不一样。
Then her experience was different.
所以血肉立刻止住了。
So she was able to have the blood stop.
为什么这么有力量呢？
Why was there such power?
46节。
In verse 46.
耶稣说，总有人摸我，因为从我觉得有能力从我的身上出去。
Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me.
耶稣的身上有能力。
Jesus' body has power.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
今天耶稣已经升到天上去了。
Today Jesus has already ascended to heaven.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
Today, the church is the body of Christ.
是神所充满的地方。
It is a place that God fills.
所以如果我们凭着信心来到教会，
So if we come to church in faith,
你用信心去向他祈祷，
And we pray to him in faith,
试着要去触摸他，
And try to touch God through our faith,
你就会有体验。
You also will experience his power.
有一次我到澳洲去啊，
Once I went to Australia,
有一个姐妹来找我，
And there was a sister who came.
说你认识我吗？
And she asked me, do you recognize me?
我不认识，在二十年前的事情。
I actually forgot because I had met her 20 years before.
我就发现二十年前啊，有一个慕道者来到教会。
And so she explained that she was a truth seeker 20 years ago.
那个时候她晚上没有办法睡觉。
At that time, she had severe insomnia.
因为她去给医生检查，医生跟她讲说你有肝癌。
And because the doctor examined her and said that she had liver cancer.
那个时候她很年轻，
She was still very young.
她就开始忧虑，那我的孩子怎么办？
So she
我家庭怎么办？
Very depressed and worried about what would happen to her children, about her family.
所以她没有办法睡觉。
So she couldn't sleep at night.
那以后那个医生说，看错了，检查错是肝炎。
And the doctor then told her, oh, I made a mistake. It's actually hepatitis.
但是她已经这个害怕过分了，她没有办法睡觉。
But she was already so afraid of this diagnosis that she still couldn't sleep.
好几个月没有办法睡觉。
She was unable to sleep for many months.
那以后教会的信徒就把她带到教会来慕道。
So one of the church believers knew her and came to the church, brought her to the church.
她来教会差不多两次聚会以后，她就晚上可以睡觉。
And after coming to church services twice, she found she was able to sleep at night.
那人就问她为什么。
Somebody asked her why.
她说她觉得来教会听道理啊，那个神的话有力量进到她心里面。
And she felt that listening to the sermons, there was the power of God's words that entered into her heart.
那个力量进去以后，她回去就很平安，不会害怕。
And once this power had entered into her, she was no longer afraid and could sleep.
晚上就很好睡觉。
And she was able to have a peaceful sleep.
所以后来她继续来教会敬拜，她那个失眠症自然就好了。
So as she became a believer and listened to the words of God more, she had very good sleep at night.
现在住在澳洲。
And she now still lives in Australia.
我们有一个长老，谢长老。
We have an elder in our church, Elder Xie.
他有一阵子没有办法睡觉。
For a period, he also had insomnia.
那就去看中医生。
So he went to a Chinese doctor.
那个中医生是我们教会的信徒。
And this doctor was actually a believer in our church.
那个中医生就开药给他吃。
And the doctor gave him a prescription of medicine.
怎么吃都是没有办法睡觉。
And yet, after taking the medicine, he still could not sleep.
那后来他就问那个医生，那怎么办？
So he went back to the doctor and said, what should I do now?
那个医生跟他讲说，你要祷告。
So the doctor said, well, you need to pray.
那他回去以后，他觉得，哎呀，怎么一个信徒叫我要祷告？
And he said, why is this a believer telling me to pray?
所以啊，他就问后来他就问那个医生。
So he asked the doctor again.
他说我如果祷告完睡不着觉怎么办？
If I pray and I can't sleep, then what do I do?
那个医生就说，那你就再祷告啊。
And the doctor said, well, then you have to keep on praying.
那再祷告又睡不着怎么办？
And if it still doesn't work, then what?
那就再祷告啊。
Then pray more.
那个长老说，那我整天晚上睡觉都祷告，我就不要睡了。
So he said, if I keep on praying all through the night, of course I'm not going to sleep.
那个医生说，你已经几个月都没有睡了。
The doctor said, well, you haven't slept for a few months now.
真的，他回去就祷告。
So the elder Xie did go back and try it.
这样祷告一两个晚上，他晚上就很好睡了。
So after praying for one or two nights, then he found he could go back to sleep.
问题就解决了。
And that was the solution to his problem.
所以很多我们在世界上的方法都用尽了，到最后还有一条路可以走。
So whenever we have exhausted all possibilities in this world, there's still yet another way.
就是主耶稣的恩典。
That is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的身上有能力。
Because in him there's power.
要凭着信心去触摸。
And you have to touch him in faith.
他的能力进到我们里面，问题就解决了。
When his power comes upon us, then our problem will be solved.
所以啊，信。我们就可以得救。
So our faith can save us.
神每一个问题都可以解决。
God can solve any problem.
只要我们对他有信心。
As long as we have faith in him.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
请我们把mobile phone 关起啊，四十二节。
Please turn off your cell phones. Let's read Luke chapter 18, verse 42.
耶稣说：“你可以，你看啊，你可以看见，你的信救了你。”
Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well."
四十三节。
Verse 43.
瞎子立刻就看见了。
And immediately he received his sight.
这里记载说有一个瞎子。
Here we see there was a blind man.
我们看三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
耶稣将近耶利哥，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
As it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging.
我们人有很多的病有的不能讲话，有的听不，耳朵听不到，有的没有办法走路。
There are many illnesses that cause us disabilities, such as not being able to see or hear or walk.
但是我想最可怜大概是瞎子。
Perhaps it's most difficult to be blind.
因为他没有办法看到神创造这么美妙的世界。
Because a blind person can't see the beauty in God's creation.
他没有办法看到他所爱的人。
cannot see the people that he loves.
啊，他没有办法过正常的生活。
He cannot live a normal life.
因为他眼睛瞎了。
Because this blind man could not see.
哦，所以这个生活是很痛苦的。
So he lived a very hard life.
啊，因此主耶稣要从那个耶利哥经过。
And as Jesus was going near Jericho,
他因为看不见，所以他只好问人，到底发生什么事情？
And this man was sitting at the side of the road and heard a commotion.
37节。
And verse 37.
他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
So the people told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
拿撒勒是一个非常小的城。
Nazareth was a very small town.
是大家不知道的一个城。
Actually, a town that not many people knew of.
所以他们在介绍耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣，就是表示这个人是一个不是很出名的人。
So when they introduced him as Jesus of Nazareth, then it meant that he was not really a very outstanding person.
拿但也曾经讲过，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西？
And Nathaniel even asked once, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
因为他不是一个很大的城，像耶路撒冷。
Because it wasn't a great city like Jerusalem.
那我们看三十八节。
So let's read verse 38.
这个瞎眼就呼叫耶稣说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
”So the blind man cried out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
他虽然肉眼瞎了
，even though he was blind in his eyes，
但是他的心眼没有瞎。
But he was not blind in his heart.
他知道耶稣是大卫的子孙。
He knew that Jesus is the son of David.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为旧约圣经里面有预言，从大卫的子孙要生出救主。
Because the Old Testament had already prophesied that from the lineage of David there would become a savior.
那这个拿撒勒人耶稣医了这么多的病人。
So this person Jesus from Nazareth had healed so many other people.
这么有权柄。
He had so much power.
死人可以复活。
That even the dead were raised to life.
魔鬼可以赶出去。
And devils were cast out of people.
他就是旧约圣经所预言那个大卫的子孙。
So he knew that Jesus must be this promised savior that is the son of David.
所以现在这个主耶稣走过去，这是他一生的一次机会。
So as Jesus was passing by there, this was his life's only chance.
所以他就喊耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
So he cried out, saying, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
当然他是很可怜的。
Of course, he was very pitiful.
谁能够解决？
How many people could solve his problem?
他的父母很爱他，也不能解决。
Even his parents, who loved him so much, could not cure him.
但是他知道大卫的子孙耶稣可以医治他。
But he knew that Jesus, who is son of David, could cure him.
39节。
Verse 39.
走在前头就责备他，不许他作声。
Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet.
但是他越发喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。”
But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
因为他真的需要主耶稣的恩典。
Because he truly needed the grace of Lord Jesus.
所以他这样继续不断的呼喊：“主啊，可怜我吧。”
So in spite of everyone else quieting him, he continued to cry out.
主耶稣有怜悯的心。
Jesus had a heart of mercy.
我们看四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
耶稣站住。
So Jesus stood still.
所吩咐把他领到跟前来。
Commanded him to be brought to him.
41节,
Verse 41.
就问他, 你要我为你做什么?
And asked him, "What do you want me to do for
you?" 这句话非常重要。
This is very important.
没有一个事情主耶稣不能够解决。
There's nothing that Jesus can't solve.
问题是他愿意不愿意。
It's only a matter of if he's willing.
如果他愿意,
if he is willing,
没有一件事情不能办得到。
There's nothing that he cannot do.
所以你要我为你做什么?
So he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这是一个很大的应许。
This is a great promise.
只要我们凭着信心来寻找他
，As long as we have the faith to seek after him，
来恳求他
，and to ask him，
主要主耶稣愿意
，and if the Lord is willing，
我们问题就会解决
，then our problem will be resolved。
他说：“主啊，我要能看见。
”He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
四十二节
，verse 42。
耶稣说：“你可以看见。
”Jesus said, "Receive your sight."
因为你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
四十三节，瞎眼立刻就看见。
43. Immediately he received his sight.
所以这是一个很大的恩典。
So this was a great giving of grace.
有时候我们今天活在这个世界，我发现我眼睛很好我为什么需要耶稣？
So we may ask ourselves, "Well, I can see perfectly fine. Why do I need Jesus?"
我们眼睛很好，我们只是看到物质界。
We can see many things in this physical world.
但是在神创造的这个宇宙里面，还有一个灵界。
But in the creation of God, there is also a spiritual world.
这个灵界是永远的。
This spiritual world is eternal.
但是眼睛看不到。
But you can't see it with your eyes.
所以眼睛 主耶稣开这个瞎眼。
So when Jesus opened the eyes of this blind man.
啊，今天这个瞎眼更是指着属灵上的瞎眼。
It actually refers to the spiritual blindness that many have.
就是对灵界的存在什么都不知道。
That is, many people have no awareness of the spiritual world.
因为看不见。
Because they can't see it.
如果我们眼睛开了。
If they open their eyes.
能够知道灵界的价值。
And they can see the value of the spiritual.
我们人生观就会改变了。
Then our whole life vision will change.
我们来看使徒行传二十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
我们请把后面的门打开来啊，空气比较好，大家不会睡觉。使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
请我们聚会期间呢，保持安静啊。十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你们到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。这里也保罗叫主耶稣叫保罗去传福音。
Here Jesus commands Paul to preach the gospel.
要叫人眼睛得开。
To open their eyes.
那眼睛一开，我们就发现。
When we open our eyes, we will realize
世界上最重要的是得救。
That the most important thing in our life is to be saved.
那什么是得救？
What is salvation?
从黑暗归向光明。
To turn from darkness to light.
黑暗代表什么？
What does darkness represent?
代表绝望。
Darkness represents despair.
代表死亡。
Represents death.
代表罪恶。
Represents sin.
光明代表什么？
What does light represent?
代表希望。
Represents hope.
代表生命。
And life.
所以眼睛开了，我们才知道进到耶稣里面，人才有希望。
So when we enter into Jesus, only then will we have true hope.
才能够突破死亡。
Can we overcome death?
才有永生的盼望。
Can we have the hope of eternal life?
那下面从撒旦的权下归向神。
And turn from the power of Satan to God.
眼睛开了。
When we have our eyes open,
我们才知道宇宙有两个力量。
We will see that there are two powers in the universe.
一个是神的力量。
One is the power of God.
一个是魔鬼的力量。
One is the power of Satan.
如果我们没有敬拜真神，
If we don't truly worship the true
God, 我们就在魔鬼的掌管之下。
Then we are under the power of Satan.
所以如果眼睛没有开，
So if our eyes are not opened,
我们活在魔鬼的掌管下，我们不知道。
We may be living under the power of Satan and not know it.
所以这个眼睛得开非常的重要。
So it is extremely important to have our eyes opened.
那下面又因信我得蒙赦罪。
That they may receive forgiveness of sins.
眼睛得开，我们才知道我们人的问题就是罪。
And once our eyes are open, then we will realize that our problem is fundamentally sin.
罪得到解决，我们跟神的关系才能够和好。
Once this problem of sin is removed, then our relationship with God can be reconciled.
能够得到神丰盛的恩典。
And we can receive the abundant grace of God
again. 眼睛没有开。
Without opening our eyes.
我们犯了满身的罪，我们也不知道。
We could be sinning all the time and not know it.
将来我们要面对神，那是很可怕的一天。
But the day that we have to face God will be very terrible.
当我们眼睛得开。
Once our eyes are opened.
我们就知道有一个基业为我们存留。
We will understand there's an inheritance waiting for us.
就在天上了。
That is a heavenly inheritance.
天国的荣耀。
The glory of heaven.
那是永远的。
And that is eternal.
这个就是人生最后的盼望。
And this is the greatest hope that we all have.
回到天国来承受永远的荣耀。
To return one more day to heaven so that we can receive this eternal glory.
如果眼睛没有开。
And if our eyes are not opened.
你一直看，看到你退休以后有什么前途？
After you look to your retirement, what then?
那是太阳下山的时候。
That is the time when the sun is setting.
还有什么希望？
What hope will there be left?
所以眼睛得开很重要。
So to open your eyes is very important.
眼睛怎么得开？
How do we have our eyes open?
当我们向神呼求。
We have to cry out to God.
主啊，可怜我吧。
Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
主耶稣就开我们眼睛。
And then Jesus will open our eyes.
我们就看到另外一个美妙的世界。
And we can see a whole beautiful new world.
就是以神为中心的世界。
And that is a world that is centered around God.
那个就是灵界。
And that is the spiritual world.
那是美妙的。
And that is beautiful and wonderful.
所以你的信救了你。
So your faith has saved you.
我们需要信心。
We need to have this faith.
来到神的面前。
To come before God.
我们的罪就可以得赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
我们的问题可以得解决。
And that our problems may be resolved.
我们的眼睛可以得开启。
And that our eyes may be opened.
我们就会过一个新的生活。
And then we will live a new life.
我们来唱诗。
Let us conclude with singing a hymn.
337
Hymn 337 be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
圣经说，我们要凭着信心来亲近神。
The Bible tells us that we need to meet God with faith.
相信有他的存在。
If we believe in His existence.
而且相信他会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And believe that He will reward those who diligently seek Him.
祷告就是在寻求神。
Our prayer is a way of seeking God.
所以祷告，通过祷告，我们可以得到神很多的恩典。
So through our prayer, we can receive abundant grace from God.
我们教会有一个老弟兄。
We have an older believer in our church.
他有一个见证啊，写在圣灵报上面。
And he wrote a testimony that is published in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
第一个问题，他孩子很喜欢抽烟。
There was a problem that his child was addicted to cigarettes.
第二个问题，他的孙子不喜欢读书。
And another problem that his grandson did not want to study.
第三个问题，他的太太身体有毛病。
And third, that his wife was very ill.
第四个问题。
Fourth.
他住的老人公寓离开教会很远。
His residence was very far from the church.
所以申请离开教会很近的公寓，但要等很久。
And he had applied to live in an apartment closer to church, but there was a long waiting list.
有一次，这个宗教教育系在讲辅导。
So once the religious education seminar was talking about service,
他们就请一个外面的辅导员来。
And so they invited someone who was a servant from a different church.
没有信主的，基督徒，外面的基督徒。
Oh, a Christian from another church who wasn't a believer in our church.
那有一个教员就请问这样的情况该怎么辅导。
And so they asked how they should counsel the person in the situation.
那个辅导员说，喜欢抽烟，现在有一种药一贴上去就不会想抽了。
And so this Christian counselor said, oh, now there's a patch that you can put on that will let you stop smoking.
那不喜欢读书就要请家庭教师。
And if you don't, if your child doesn't want to study, then get a tutor.
那这个太太生病要找更高明的医生。
And if the wife is sick, then you have to find a better doctor.
那老人公寓你就等吧，最后一定会等到。
And for the waiting list, you have to just wait, and someday you'll get it.
结果这个老弟兄怎么做？
So what did this older brother do?
他说他每天在神面前禁食祷告。
He decided to fast and pray before God every day.
有时候是流泪祷告。
And often he would pray with tears.
因为他很爱他太太，他很爱孩子，他很爱他的孙子。
Because he loved his wife and his son and his grandson very much.
过了一段时间。
After a period of time.
他孩子说他现在不抽烟了。
His son told him, I've quit smoking.
说他的孙子现在很喜欢读书了。
And his grandson started to study harder.
他太太病也好了很多。
And his wife, her health improved a great deal.
最奇妙就是他申请教会的老人公寓，忽然通知他说有房间给你。
And then even the apartment became available close to church.
所以啊，我们的问题，当然你有很多用人的方法可以解决。
So of course you can try all different ways to solve your problem.
但是还有一条路。
Using human means, but there is a better way.
凭着信心来到神的面前。
To with faith come before God.
寻求神。
To seek after God. 神
就要赏赐你。
And God will reward you.
这是何等的好。
This is the greatest blessing.
我们现在来祷告。
So now we are going to pray.
耶稣还活着，我们刚刚唱的赞美诗。
We just sang the hymn, Jesus lives.
他就活在我们当中。
He is living among us.
2000年前叫死人复活的耶稣，现在就在我们当中。
2000 years ago, he brought the dead to life, and he is still here today.
那个耶稣是大有能力的神。
This Jesus is the one who has the power because he is God.
如果我们愿意拿出信心来寻求他，
as long as we have the faith to seek after him,
你就可以体验他的恩典。
Then you can also experience
his grace. 我们的问题就可以解决。
And all of our problems can be solved.
所以我们现在来祷告。
So now we are going to pray together.
我们大家用信心来寻求他，来触摸他，来呼求他。
So let everyone come before God in faith to touch him and to experience him.
如果你要求圣灵。
If you want to seek after the Holy Spirit,
要接受代祷 按手祷告，欢迎你到前面来。
If you need prayers or need any laying of hands to help you in your prayer, please come forward.
祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The way we pray is we first say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后我们重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we say aloud, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你就对神这样求神可怜怜悯，这样我们就可以得恩典。
And if we pray to God with a sincere heart, asking for His mercy, He will grant us our prayer.
如果你不习惯，坐着也没有关系。
If you are very uncomfortable, then you may remain seated.
所以欢迎诸位跟我们一起来祷告。
But we invite you all to pray with us.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
So now let us pray together.